off discussing still in Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, discussing the halacha in regards to taking off bottle caps. We had seen the shita, we had discussed the shita of Shlomo Zalman about the difference between plastic bottle caps and metal bottle caps, and we had mentioned the shita of Chacham Avadia. Chacham Avadia says that everything is mutter, that the bottle cap that's sitting on top of the cap that's on top of the bottle, since made to be taken off, so then in such a case, it's not considered as if it never was a cap in the first place. It was always a cap, because it was put there to be a cap. Now, Rav Asher Weiss goes in the opposite direction. In Chelek Aleph of the Minchas Asher, Chelek Beis, I believe, in Minchas Asher, so Rav Asher Weiss suggests in the opposite direction. He says, Neniach Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the cap was a cap before when it's plastic, and the fact that you're breaking it off and breaking off a ring doesn't mean that it wasn't a cap before, because it was. We described in the past that the metal cap starts off as a sheet of metal that's put on top, while the plastic cap is already a cap. So even if you're going to say that, but nevertheless, practically, it's not used as a cap. The cap is not functional until you take it off. So he says, in such a case, al pi halacha, that would be considered an instance where something was a kli, and then it became undone as being a kli, and becomes a kli again. Therefore, he says that it should be usur for that reason. He argues that in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, if it wasn't functioning as that type of kli, then it loses its identity. That's one of his points against Rav Shlomo Zalman. We had also mentioned that Rav Shlomo Zalman had another svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman had said that if you take the cap and you don't use it, you throw it out, so then in such a case, then you weren't even interested in making it into a cap. Neniach, that's considered if you made it into a cap. So, and what's Rav Shlomo Zalman's raya? His raya is the Gemara in Lamed Gimel on the Beis and Sukkah. Says that, let's say you have a hadas with berries on it. You take the berries off to make the hadas kosher. But in such a case, Gemara says that's makah b'patish. That's the shaila we're discussing here, is makah b'patish. So that's considered makah b'patish, and that's going to be aser. Says the Gemara, but what happens if you already have another hadas that's kosher for the mitzvah? So then you don't need to make it into a hadas. So then the halacha is that's not considered makah b'patish. So too over here, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that if you have another cap, so you're not interested in making this into the cap. So if you're not interested in making it into a cap, so then in such a case it would be mutter. So Rav Asher Weiss counters and he says, no, there's a difference between the two. Over there, it's not a halach, it's not a physical tikkun mana. You're not making a new hada. You're making a halachic hada. So then in such a case, your das could change it. Over here, practically you're making the bottle cap. If practically you're making the bottle cap, so then in such a case, then we would say that we should consider the guy as being chayin. So that's the argument. Of course, our custom is to follow the middle position of Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's a lot of room to be mako in regards to this. There is room to be both mako and machmir. In cases of shas hadchak, one should probably try to be machmir lechatzila, unless it's a serious shas hadchak, and then we have Chacham Avadia's psak to rely on. Okay, I think we've basically finished Shin Yud.
Where's Rav Avadia more makel than Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Rav Avadia's makel even on metal cap.
Without throwing it out.
Correct.
Rav Zalman, you can always throw it out.
Right, exactly. Right, that's correct. Okay, we see after the Shmaya, let's go to Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Sivav, and start a new topic. Now what we're going to be discussing is no longer the topic of making binyan or stira bekalim in the sense of taking the kalim apart and being over for stira bekalim, but now we're going to talk about more focus on binyan bekalim. So the Mechaber quotes a Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. Gemara Daf Mem Zayin discusses a bed that was used to the bed was transported by traveling people. They were called Tursayim. Mita Shel Tursayim. So these Tursayim, these were people who were traveling. So they would have a bed that they would take apart and put it back together. The Mechaber says as follows. Mita Shel Prakim. A mita that's made of different parts. Also La'achzir La'hatka. It's prohibited to put it back together and to tighten it. Vimtaka, and if you tighten it strongly, chayiv chatas. Chazon Ish writes in Simen Nun that there are three levels over here based on the Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin al pi halacha. There is an instance where you attach different pieces together roughly, very loosely, so then that would be matur. Then you have a case of where you attach them together but not screwing them together tightly. That's going to be asur midrabanan. You do it real tightly, then it's going to be an Isur D'oraisa. Now, the Rishonim explain this halacha in different ways. The Ramban explains that this halacha, at first glance, seems to go in contradistinction to our rule of Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim, that Kalim can't be made. So the Ramban, and it seems to be that this is how we pass, the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam also learns this way in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, that the halacha is that when do we say Ein binyan bekalim, that binyan bekalim of kalim, that you're not doing something that is really fashioning the kalim from the beginning to the end. But rather, the Ramban points out the word is big kalim, in a kli. So if you add something to a kli, that's not going to be chashuv. But if you make something from the beginning to the end, says the Ramban, that's going to be in Issur D'oraisa. So Ramban learns as follows. The mita shel prakim could be chayiv because there you're making it from the beginning. It wasn't a kli, and you're making it from the beginning into a kli. So then in such a case, Ramban says, then that would be an example of being chayiv. So that's one way of understanding this halacha. In terms of very practical terms, before we even go on and ma'ayin more in the Shulchan Aruch, what this means practically is as follows. What it means is that when it comes to doing a malacha of binyan, any time that a person is screwing compartments together, then you have a shaila automatically of an isur d'oraisa. So, according to Ramban, it could be that if the kli was already made, then in such a case it would not be an isur d'oraisa. It would be considered a kli, and you were adding to a kli. But according to others, shown you're going to be. So therefore, whenever a person needs to tighten something well, so then in such a case, that's a real shaila. For example, let's say a person's screw falls out of his glasses. So to screw the screw back in, according to many shitas Rishonim, will be an Isur D'oraisa of Binyan Bekalim. Now according to Ramban, it could be that you have to do it from the beginning to the end. You have to make the whole kli. But according to the Rambam seems to say, anytime that you're tokeya, you're going to be chayiv. So therefore, according to the Rambam, that would be an Isur D'oraisa. Another example that you have is sometimes you have kitchen utensils that are taken apart and put back together. So then, if you're screwing them together, so then in such a case, it at times be an Isur D'oraisa, and times only an Isur D'rabbana. That actually is going to be dependent on the next part of the Shulchan Aruch. So Mirza Hashem will discuss a little the nuances of that next time. But any time you're screwing something, even if the kli is already in existence, could be it's only going to be an Isur D'Rabbana, not an Isur D'Oraisa. But nevertheless, it'll be an Isur D'Rabbana unless we're afraid you're going to come to be tokeya that other kli as well. So those are those halachas. Let's see, they haven't started my review yet. Maybe let's push ahead a little bit more. Let's skip the imhi. This we'll get to Mirza Hashem next time. and contrast the mita shal prakim to koshal prakim. The koshal prakim mutal farko lachzir b'shabbos. If you're dealing with a kos, a cup that has different pieces, and you attach and take it apart, that's going to be mutter. Why? Take a look at Mishabur Sivkata Memhei. Tishu Rafui. Ah! We're talking about something that you're not doing takua. It's only Rafui, it's loose. Vatam de'ein de'echad de'kokach v'chozek she'echashik motkia. Valkein ein locho shema yiska. So any time that you are going to be tokea, that's going to be in Isur Daraisa. But those things that the derech is not to screw them tightly together, so then in such a case, then we're not choshe shema yiska, and the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So an example of that would be those things like a stender, that you just take it up and down, so that would be an example of something that's mutter. We'll continue the mitzvah tomorrow night.